So what does that mean for operations here?
That means we have some planning to do, and we're looking for different opportunities for funding. We've applied for a federal grant, and we're hopeful for that. If we were able to get that federal grant, we would have my position paid for, the office space paid for, and then also potentially another employee. So we'd have room for an advocate position, which would be great.
And you were saying you won't know that until September, though.
Yeah, September is, they said they'd notify by September 30th, so we'll find out probably September 30th.
Okay. In the meantime, are you anticipating your job is going to go away in July?
You know, we're rolling around some different ideas of what that might look like. If my position does go away, then, you know, we still have volunteer advocates. We have our board who would maintain some of the operational duties that I do, and then advocates would step up and try to fill my position as they can.
So. Okay, so it would look a lot different. Would this office go away, or what?
My hope is that we can sustain this office space with donations, and to maintain the office, it's about $10,000. That would cover the phones, the internet, everything for 1 year. And I think that's a realistic goal for us to have. To fund my position might be a little bit more difficult to do just purely based on fundraising. But, you know, you never know.
And then basically, what could it mean if your job does go away for the public and services that are available here? I mean, that's just would be picked up by volunteers on a as they could do it basis kind of thing.
Yeah, we would fall back to what we were doing before, so we'd still be able to provide services. On some level, we wouldn't have someone in the office during regular business hours, which since I've started working here, I've definitely seen an increase of people walking into the office, not an increase in calls to the crisis line. I think making that call to someone who you don't know who's going to answer is a little harder for people, but coming into the office and having a space to sit down has been pretty important to our victims.
And I imagine that time of people getting familiar with knowing you and knowing that this office is here also helps for people to be able to come down here.
Yeah, that's been kind of a mission of mine, is to make sure that we get our name out there, what we can do, and just making sure that it's open to everybody. I think the name change that happened, we used to be Women's Aid and Violent Emergencies, and now we are Working Against Violence for Everyone, and I think that's an important change that we made, and that was a big focus of mine, is getting that name out there so that everyone feels comfortable walking through those doors and also where we are located.
So much in this town is done by volunteers, but also the organizations that have been able to get a paid person on board, it makes a big difference in having that paid person around and be able to count on. I imagine that's the case for WAVE as well.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to have, you know, the board members can send me a message and I can take care of the daily tasks rather than trying to put that on the volunteers. We have a lot of our advocates, our volunteers are retired, and so they may be gone for 6 months at a time, which we definitely appreciate them when they are here in town, but it makes it hard when we have that big gap of maybe summer where there's not as many people in town because people are traveling, or even winter people leave then too. So.
And is there a busier time of year in terms of the need for services?
It kind of has waves. You know, WAVE is a good name for us, I think. During the summertime, there seems to be a spike at certain times, and then also in the wintertime, there definitely is a spike. When I was looking over the numbers of where we've been, in 2014, we had 18 calls. In 2015, we had 21. And then so far in this year, since January, we've had 10. So it's been a big increase.
Wow. It sounds like the need is definitely there here in Petersburg for this kind of office, this kind of position.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to see when you're looking at the numbers and then coming back to it. I felt like we've really put WAVE in a good position, and then to think about having to leave it is kind of sad, but I think our volunteers are going to step up if needed, and we've got a great group of volunteer board members and then also just volunteer advocates that are there ready to help.